All right, welcome back. Welcome back to the Outlaw Podcast. Episode 3 is here. It's your boy Sauce coming all the way from New Orleans, Louisiana. I got my man back, the Wiz. Wiz, what's up, man? Coming from North Carolina. What's happening, baby?
What's going on, Sauce? Hope you're doing well today, man. Hope everything's going well down there in New Orleans.
Everything going good, brother. Going good, man. Let's get it started real quick here. Let's get it started, man. Week one. Week one of Madden is here. It's over. It's in the books. Let's talk about some of these games, man. I want to start off with what was supposed to be the game of the week between the Cardinals and the 49ers. My man Locke's coming to trying to defend the Super Bowl title starting off. He gets the 35-21 sim win because Preem ran to the beach.
Hey, man, it's a nice weather out there. You got to go to the beach and, like, cool down and enjoy the sun while you can, you know, summertime.
My man Locks ran the man to the beach. He said, I can't take it. I can't play him. He's too good. I'm going to take a ride to the beach.
Yeah. Hey, I think they see each other again this season, though. I'm pretty sure. We'll see. Maybe.
But he went to the beach. Talk to me, Wiz. He ran to the beach because he had to play to defend the Super Bowl champs. This guy claims how good he is. He runs his own league. He's got headhunters in his league. But he represents his league, but he runs to the beach.
I mean, you're going to make excuses. We got to see him play first, right? We don't know yet. We got to just see.
I've seen a guy play. He's not that bad, but he went up against our number one, and he ran to the beach.
Hey, man, family first, always, but...
Oh, man, come on. You're making excuses for him, man. You're making excuses for him, Wiz. Come on, Wiz. You're making excuses for this man. This man ran to the beach in week one. They was hyped to get football back. We got football back, and he runs to the beach.
He ran to the beach.
Because he had to play locks.
Yeah. I mean,
all right. It's killing me, man.
I can't get on the boat, man. I gotta see something else before.
You're killing me, Wiz. You got too much faith in him. Let's move on. Let's move on to the next game, man. I'll be back on you, Preem. I hope you're back from the beach, my man.
There's some nice weather out there, though. I think. Hopefully.
Looking at the next game, man, we got the Chargers and the Bengals. You got Lazy first game with the Bengals. Did all right, not too bad with old Joe Burrow over there. Joe Burrow had 200 yards passing, one touchdown, two interceptions. Not looking like the way Locks had. You got Justin Herbert starting out pretty good, 277, two touchdowns, one interception. Good game for both of these users. I see good things coming from Lazy with the Bengals. He might do all right. You know, he got to face Johnny. But we'll see. Browns took down Johnny, though. You know, Browns user is the old Steelers user. He took down Johnny with the Ravens over there, man. Look, Lamar should have been rolling against this guy, man. But, I mean, he didn't do too bad. 286 passing yards, three touchdowns, two interceptions. But Baker Mayfield, 94.7 passer rating, 185 yards, three touchdowns, two interceptions. Well, looks like a pretty good, you know, battle over there.
Yeah. We know Johnny likes his quarterbacks to be mobile. Maybe I don't know if he's running Lamar too much. And we saw him use Baltimore a few circuits back. So probably just trying to get re-familiarize himself. But talk about his spine, though. Might be coming his way. We're breaking some rules. I don't know, man.
We'll see what happens. We'll let it roll on, see what happens.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this Giants-Steelers game, 48-7. Yeah. The news just came down right before the podcast. Came down the pipe, Giants, man, 4th and 16 on the opposite field. My man said he was high.
Come on, man.
He knows better. My man's been in this league a long time.
You know better than that. Come on, man.
4th and 16 on your own, on your opponent's 30-yard line? 4th and 16, really?
Yeah.
Come on, Tobin. You know better than that, brother. You better than that. 4th and 16, committee passes down the fine. $5 million. He's got to bench Daniel for one game, and he loses his 10 points, man. That's tough. Ooh. It's tough. 10 points for a rookie, man. That would have been a lot of help for him. Mm-hmm. But it happens. But I want to talk about this game here, man. I think this was probably one of our best games of the week right here. I'm going to talk about this Jacksonville, the number one draft pick, man. Let's see how he did versus them Colts.
What do you do? What do you do?
Look at it. Trevor Lawrence, a 141.2 in his first out and 460 passing yards, 5 touchdowns, 1 interception. Wow. Man, that's not bad for a rookie, man. Carson Wentz wasn't too bad. 113.9 passer rating, 376, 3 touchdowns, 3 interceptions.
Wow.
But the rookie stole the show, man. 460 yards, 5 touchdowns. Wiz, what you think, brother?
Hey, he bought out. He said, I'm going to make Jacksonville a place for people to come and watch. We can put on a show down here in Florida for them, man, because five TDs and how many yards? Jeez. That's scary already. And he's just a rookie. He ain't even got all his points yet.
Exactly.
Man, I got to play him next week, so I ain't even looking forward to that either.
Right.
That's going to be good, though. It's going to be a good show. It's a good show for him. Good show for the rookie. I mean, we'll see how it goes from here. Maybe he gets a rude awakening next week.
We'll see, man. Definitely see. Well, guys, we're going to take a break here. We're going to pause for a word from our sponsor, Anchor. And me and Wiz will be back in a few minutes. Segment 2, talking about week 1, Outlaw Football. Stay tuned for a moment from our sponsor, Anchor. All right, guys, and we are back from our commercial. Back still here with your boy Sauce, all the way from the NO, and my man Wiz.
What's going on? Good to be back. Good to be back.
Going in, let's take a look at another week 1 game, Bucks and Saints. Man, it was tough out there for us without Drew, but we did pretty good, man. You know, Tom Brady came out, did his thing. 168, 1 touchdown, 3 interceptions. Our defense showed up. Jameis Winston did all right the first half, man. It wasn't pretty. You know, 124 yards, 3 interceptions. We bring in Ian Book, and he did a really good job, man. Ian Brooks did a really good job, man. 130, you know, no touchdowns, 2 interceptions, you know. A couple mistakes, but overall, the rookie showed me something pretty good, Wiz, you know. Good. I like the way he played.
There you go. That's what I mean, growing, right? I mean, we're not all Trevor Lawrence here in our first game, for sure. So, I mean, it's all good. You'll get him. I mean, if you're going to start him over Winston, you should be all right, I think. Just a little growing pains. You know how it is, Sauce. First game of the season is always tough.
Definitely always tough. Always tough. But, yeah, man, it was okay. We did pretty good. I think it'll be good, strong season for us. Mm-hmm. Let's look at you, Wiz, man. Yeah. Titans, man. It's a tough outing, you know, against the Broncos. Looked like, you know, starting out with the team for the first time, man. Tannehill did pretty good. 326, no touchdowns, 3 interceptions. Still overall a good game. Rushing, you know, Derrick Henry, 12 for 39. We got to work on that a little bit, I understand. You know, first time out with him.
Yeah, we lost our left guard for a little bit. Got injury up on there as well, so, I mean. I can just ride with it a little bit. See how Derrick Henry does next week against Jacksonville. But hopefully you come back a little bit stronger. A couple more touchdowns from Tannehill might help too. So
Definitely. All right, man. Looking ahead to week 2. Week 2, man. We got some big games coming up. Mm-hmm. Cincinnati versus Cleveland. That should be a good one. We got you and the Titans versus the Jacksonville Jaguars. You're going up against number 1 draft pick Trevor Lawrence, man. Let's see how you handle it, brother.
Hopefully it's all right.
We got the Falcons. We got the Falcons versus the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. Then we got the Vikings versus the Colts. 49ers versus the Jets. That should be an interesting game. Washington versus Preem. Hopefully Preem will be back from the beach.
Hey, get some block out there, Preem. Hopefully you ain't too burnt from out there, man.
Hopefully you're not too burnt, man, where you can at least use your hands on the sticks, you know, do a little something. Hope you ain't bring too much sand back.
Uh-huh.
My man say he went to the beach. Folks, my man went to the beach. I can't believe it. I hope he's back and ready to play. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm going to say. Because they coming for you, brother. They coming for you. We're going to take a look.
We don't go easy out here, man.
Definitely don't. It's tough out here. It's tough out here, man. It's rough. It's rough in the Outlaws, man. Oh, yeah. You better be ready to take it out here, man.
Yeah.
Let's look at our weekly awards, man. We got Trevor Lawrence taking AFC Offensive Player of the Week with 31 for 41, 460 passing yards, 5 touchdowns, 1 interception, 2 carries for 12 rushing yards. Nice outing for that brother. AFC Defensive Player of the Week, Mr. Jackson, our safety for the Broncos. 3 tackles, 2 interceptions, 1 return for a touchdown.
That was a bad one.
That
was a rough one to watch.
I bet it was. Looking at the NFC, man, NFC Offensive Player of the Week, Mr. Matt Ryan from your Atlanta Falcons. You know I'm a Saints fan. We do not like Atlanta. But got to get a man the props, 25 for 36, 384. Passing yards, 4 touchdowns, 1 sack, 2 carries for 9 rushing yards. Not a bad outing for him. Good job, Matt. NFC Defensive Player of the Week. Taking it to New York, Jabril Peppers, 4 tackles, 2 interceptions, 1 touchdown. I miss Julius Peppers, man. Miss watching him off the end. But 4 tackles, 2 interceptions, 1 touchdown. Very good outing for that brother on his week one. That is your week one NFC and AFC Offensive and Defensive Players of the Week. Looking ahead, man, we got some good games coming up for you next couple weeks. We're going to be live on Tuesday night with the... All right. It's your boy Sauce and your boy Wiz back again. As I was saying, man, we're going to be live on Tuesday night with highlights, everything from week two, talking about the week, letting you know how it went with us for week two in football, man. Like I said, we got some big games coming up. We're going to have some special guests on. We're going to have our NFC and AFC Players of the Week on. Going to talk to those guys, man, get some info, see how they're enjoying the league, see how it's going. And don't forget, guys, in a couple weeks, we're going to have the commission live on here, man. We're going to drill them. We're going to find out what's going on. We're going to have them on here live, man. We're going to be speaking about everything we have going on right now. Going on in Madden, going on in 2K, we got some good things coming up. We got a lot of stuff coming on, as I said, man. In a couple weeks, it's going to be me, Wiz, and the commission on live, man. He got a lot to speak with you guys about, let you know what's going on in all the leagues we have coming up. As I said, man, we'll look out for the Facebook coming soon. We'll have Facebook on live up and running in a few weeks. Website will be up and running in a few weeks, man. We're going to have a lot of info coming to you guys, man. Just be standing by for it. As again, man, it's your boy Sauce from the NO. Got my man Wiz here coming to you from North Carolina. We got some more highlights and some more news coming up for you on our next segment. We got a 30-minute pause for a word from our sponsors, from Anchor. Got some new information coming from them. Got some more information heading to you about MLB, man. We got some new updates coming. Got a lot of things we got to put out for you guys, man. Once again, it's your boy Sauce, your man Wiz. We're going to pause here for a minute for a brief thing from our Anchor sponsor, and we'll be back with you guys with segment 3 for the night on MLB The Show. All right. It's your boy Sauce, your boy Wiz. We back here for segment 3. Coming with you to MLB The Show, man. Outlaws got Outlaws 2.0 MLB The Show League. Wiz, talk to them, man. Let them know what's been going on in the league, brother.
Oh, man. We're we're halfway through our season just about. Dodgers still looking strong, but they actually did lose their first game to the Diamondbacks. Was that Diamondbacks? Or
that was Diamondbacks, I believe it was. Right?
Yeah. So no more undefeated teams as of right now, but Dodgers still looking strong. Padres right there with them, right behind it too, and then the Philadelphia Phillies right there. Like he's still hanging strong with the top contenders right now. Even the commissioner still doing well in Minnesota. lot of in between the Boston Red Sox and Eddie are right there. Nationals and Nav still staying strong. I think there's a rumor around the mill that the A's might be changing to the Astros. I don't know how true that is, but
yeah, I believe they are changing, man. But I don't know. That's crazy. We'll see what happens.
That's right in the middle of the season. Is that okay?
I know, right? But we'll see what happens, man. Looks like he's going to make that switch. We'll see what he does. Yeah. Like you said, man, we got a lot of good things going on with baseball, man. It's looking pretty good. Everybody's finally done picked up on it, learning how to play. Competition's getting a lot stronger. I think we're going to see a big difference once this season's over with, once we finish out this year and hit up season two and, you know, get through the playoffs. Man, I think it's going to be a big difference, man. Big difference next year.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Especially with all the people coming back and all those good hitters and pitchers, man.
Definitely, man. Definitely. I think it's going to be a big difference, man, you know. And then everyone's putting up three players.
Man, I was going to say,
putting up them three players, man, that's going to help out a lot of teams, man. It's going to be a little different on these teams. So I can't wait to see what happens, you know, when that comes rolling around. So it's going to be an interesting year after that. But like you said, Dodgers are 23-1, only that one loss. Padres 21-2, Phillies 19-2, Toronto is 18-13, right there behind them. Angels is 14-10, Boston 13-9. That's strong, fellas. That's really strong what we got going on right now. That is really strong. So as I said, baseball is looking good, man. We got a lot of things going on. Definitely on the up and up. We got some new members coming in the next few days. And we're going to keep this thing rolling, man. Like I said, man, we're giving our player of the week to the Dodgers again, man. Player of the week, man. That guy's just been awesome. Like I said, he lost his first game. Took him 24 games for somebody to beat him. So definitely a good start, man. Definitely a good start. So it's just going to be tough when it comes to them playoffs. Let's see if he can keep it rolling like that when it comes to playoffs, man. If he can get through the stretch and keep it going, man, I think he's going to be all right, man. I think it's going to be tough to face this guy.
First 16 wins it, the whole thing for the most part.
Hey, man, look. He was the first to 16 already.
Yeah. So, you got to do it twice, though.
Let's see if he can do it twice, man. I don't know, man. I got faith in it, man. You know, I was talking before the season. But, man, I don't know. I might have a little faith in it, man.
Yeah. Well, I think he
can handle it, man.
I played him once. I played him strong, and then it was all hell broke loose almost. But,
yeah, man, I went 0-5 against him. I can't deal with him. Y'all can have him.
I ain't trying to deal with more than once, but, you know, whatever.
Definitely. But, yeah, man, definitely a good season so far. Football and baseball kicked off, man. Like I said, we got a couple more things coming out. We got hockey getting ready to come out. We're going to have Friday night fights coming out. We're going to have soccer possibly coming out. We're working on a lot of things. But next thing up for us is 2K and Friday Night Fights, man. We're going to have some nice things coming to you to UFC Friday Night Fights. It's going to be real interesting. We're going to be going live on Friday night. We're going to podcast on Friday night. We're going to have some other exciting things coming to you guys live on Facebook. Got a lot of things coming to you from the Outlaw Sports Organization, man. It's going to be big for us this year. But that's all we got for tonight, folks. This is your boy Sauce, your boy Wiz. We are the Outlaw Podcast, and we will be coming back to you live here tomorrow night for one segment. And then on Tuesday night, we'll be in for another three segments live with NFC and AFC Players of the Week. And some more exciting news on Tuesday night.
Yes,
but stay tuned, guys. This is your boy Sauce. Join with Wiz. We'll see you guys tomorrow night. Same time as always. Everybody have a good night.
Y'all stay safe out there.